母亲是一个没有什么头衔的职位，却是终身的。
There's no major title for mother, but it's a permanent job.
因为是母亲，所以她有一个丈夫。
Because mother, it must have a husband to become a mother.
母亲她的对象是子女。
So the love of the mother, of course, children.
所以在丈夫的身上呢，对做母亲的人来讲的话，可能有许多的事情是不为外人所知的。
So there's a lot of untold story between husband and wife.
她的丈夫可能他没有信主或者不肯信主。
Maybe the husband is not a Christian yet.
或许她的丈夫脾气非常的火爆，他不勤劳。
Or maybe it's a lazy husband, short-tempered.
他不爱他的妻子，他追求世界的情欲。
So he doesn't love his wife enough and just look after the world.
但是他仍然必须做母亲的职分。
But the mother stayed in her post.
她的丈夫可能不跟她合作，一起来带领这个家。
Maybe the husband did not take care of the kids at all.
不肯一起来维持这个家。
Do not maintain the household.
她不愿意负起属灵的领袖的责任。
Does not taking the spiritual leadership.
甚至她的丈夫没有办法与她一起追求主，一起来侍奉主。
Does not serve the Lord.
可能她的丈夫已经去世了。
Maybe the husband passed away.
她没有丈夫了。
Or without a husband.
但是她仍然必须做一个母亲。
But the mother goes on.
甚至有的是单亲的，她仍然必须抚养她的孩子。
Sometimes you have to raise the children as a single mother.
这些难处有时候人不知道，看不出来。
Sometimes the difficulty nobody can tell.
她是一位母亲，所以她的对象是她的子女。
So her love is all for the children.
他对他的子女每一件事情他都有反应，都有感觉的。
So he feels for everything from the kids.
有的时候他的孩子是一个不肯听话，不肯顺服的孩子。
Sometimes the kids rebel.
但是他还是必须做他的这个母亲的职分。
But she keep her responsibility.
可能他的身体非常的软弱多病，他软弱无能。
Maybe she's weak, she's sick.
他的孩子生活放荡，结交坏的朋友。
And the kids hang out with the wrong crowd.
或许他的孩子没有办法适应这个社会，他的能力，他的孩子能力不足。
Or maybe the kids cannot adapt to this to the world.
甚至有时候他的孩子离他远去，想保持一个远远的距离，不愿意靠近他。
Sometimes the kids kept their distance.
他的孩子想要自己过一个独立的生活，逃避他的母亲。
And the kids want to be independent, far far away from the mom.
甚至有时候他不想理他的母亲，他看不起他的母亲。
Or sometimes despise their mom.
但是他做母亲的人，他仍然必须坚守那个岗位。
But the mom soldiers on.
他的孩子可能是不追求主，不侍奉主。
Maybe the kids did not go after the Lord.
深深的伤到他做母亲的心。
And hurts the mom.
当然也有些他的孩子已经离开这个世界了。
Sometimes maybe the children left this world.
这样的母亲常常自己要孤单，抱着遗憾，仍然站在那个母亲的位置上面。
And as a lonely mother, still soldiers on.
有时候他的孩子忙于事业，忙于他的家庭，对他的母亲没有什么兴趣了。
Sometimes the kids just going after their own career and neglect the mom.
所以做母亲的，他的子女给他的反应，他深深的感觉，但是他仍然必须站在他母亲的岗位上。
So she feels everything, but she maintained her position as a mom.
我所说的事情都在我们当中。
So I think it happens among all of you.
作为一个母亲，她可能遇到这么多的情况，这么多的挑战。
So there's many challenges being a mom.
不为人知的艰难和辛劳。
So sometimes cannot be told.
如何去面对，如何去承担呢？
So how can you face such burden?
如何能够走出一条活的路来呢？
And continue walking.
我们今天我们一起来看圣经，这里有一位母亲。
So let's look at a mom in the Bible.
我们来看她如何过她的一生。
How he lived her whole life.
并且留下祝福的榜样。
And left example for blessing.
我们来看耶稣的母亲。
So look at Jesus' mother.
这是记载在路加福音 第一章和第二章。
So that's in Luke chapter 1 and 2.
在路加福音记载了，到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
这六个月怎么算起呢？
So how do you count the sixth month?
是施洗约翰的母亲怀孕了以后的六个月。
So it's after six months that John the Baptist's mom became pregnant.
所以经过他的母亲怀孕六个月以后呢，发生了一件事情，就是下面所记载的。
And that's recorded in the Bible.
这个天使就到了童女那里，是已经许配给大卫家的一个人，名叫做约瑟，那个童女的名字叫玛利亚。
To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, the virgin's name was Mary.
结果天使呢就进去，就对这位玛利亚说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是一个故事。
This is not only a story.
这是一个历史。
This is history.
这是发生在真人真事的上面。
It really happened.
所以玛利亚这样一个女子突然见到一位天使对她说话，当然她会有反应的。
So a girl met angel, of course, she has some response.
在这里圣经记载说，玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
我想当中我们很多做母亲的人，你会遇到一种情况是让你很惊慌的，你不知道如何来处理，会害怕的。
Sometimes a mother, you may encounter many circumstances that you don't know how to deal with.
天使对他说不要怕。
So the angel said, fear not.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
虽然玛利亚很害怕，但是天使继续告诉她一些事情。
Even though she was afraid, the angel continued to tell her many things.
天使告诉她说，这位你所要生的呢，他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
因为玛利亚的丈夫约瑟呢是大卫的后裔。
Joseph was a descendant of David.
所以是来自一个王室的家族。
So in the lineage of a royal family.
但是已经没落了。
But of course, he fell on a hard time.
所以这个时候给他一个应许，说你要生的是做大卫。这位王君王的位置要给他的。
So that the house and then he will be the son of most high.
并且这位耶稣呢，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
我们来想，这位玛利亚只是一个很平凡的一个女子而已。
Maria is a very ordinary girl.
但是她听到这些天使所跟她讲的说，你的儿子要多大多大，要做王这件事情。
But talk about her son will be king.
这是在玛利亚来讲是从来没有想过的事情。
It's so incomprehensible to her.
结果玛利亚回答说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin.
也就是说玛利亚遇到一件事，她从来没有想过的事情，竟然呈现在她面前的时候，但是她却没有失去了她的理智。
Well, even though it's inconceivable, but she was still try to reason.
她说，我还没有出嫁，怎么会有这个事情呢？
Since I'm a virgin, how will this be?
所以我们做母亲的人，你有时候也会遇到一个从来没有想过的事情，在这个时候，有时候我们是往往容易失去理智的。
So sometimes mother encounter a very difficult situation, you may lose your reasoning.
接下来天使继续回答说，圣灵要临到你的身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
所以 这位天使现在在告诉玛利亚说，在你身上要发生的事情是什么呢？
So the angel was telling her what was going to happen.
告诉他说圣灵会降临到他身上。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
神的能力会覆庇他。
And the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
这是你生产的过程。
So this is the labor course.
那因为玛利亚对这件事情她没有办法完全明白的。
So Mary couldn't understand at all.
所以天使就用另外一个例子来告诉她。
That's why the angel used another example.
他说你的亲戚以利沙伯在她年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was said to be barren in her 6 months pregnancy.
所以事实上圣灵要临到玛利亚身上，对玛利亚来讲是根本没有办法明白的事情。
So it's totally new to Mary that the Holy Spirit will overshadow her.
所以天使要借另外一件事情来告诉他说，不可能的事情也发生在你的亲戚的身上，你已经知道了。
So that's why angel used another impossible example, try to convince her.
你的亲戚她在很老的时候已经怀了孕，而且怀了是男胎。
And her relative in her old age was pregnant for 6 months.
那也就是告诉玛利亚说，你已经知道她怀孕六个月，这件事情怎么可能呢？现在成为实在的。
So you knew it was impossible for an old woman to be pregnant, and you know that's a fact, that the relative was pregnant.
所以这位天使告诉她说，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For nothing is impossible with God.
所以对玛利亚来讲，她没有办法完全明白的。
Even though it's incomprehensible to Mary.
我想我们当中做母亲的人，你会遇到一些的事情，在你孩子身上，你是没有办法明白的。
Sometimes what happened to your kids, maybe as a mom couldn't understand.
同样也发生在玛利亚的身上。
So it happened to Mary.
玛利亚回答说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开她去了。
I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
所以事实上我们看这样短短的一个记载的里面，玛利亚所遇到的事情是她从来没有办法没有经验过也没有办法明白的事情。
So Mary experienced something she could not understand and never happened to her.
我想今天做母亲的人确实你很不容易，因为你的孩子所面对的外面的环境变化太快了。
So as a mom, it's difficult because your kids encounter so complicated situation changing all the time.
所以有时候你不知道怎么样应付。
You don't know how to handle it.
你也没有办法完全明白。
And you can't understand.
我们接下来看当耶稣降生了以后发生的事情。
So we're going to tell you something after the birth of Jesus.
因为我们今天的重点不是放在耶稣的身上，今天的重点事实上是要暂时要放在玛利亚的身上。
Well, the topic today is about Mary, not about Jesus.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
这个事情是发生在耶稣已经刚刚降生的时候。
It happened just after Jesus was born.
那耶稣降生的地方是在伯利恒这个地方。
So Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒的郊外的地方，在旷野的地方有牧羊的人。
So out in the fields nearby.
而且他们是在晚上按着更次在看守羊群。
So the shepherds keeping watch over their flocks at night.
结果这些牧羊人呢，这位上帝的天使呢，就站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着这些牧羊人，牧羊人就非常的惧怕。
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
所以一样，再一次，当天使向玛利亚显现的时候呢，他会惧怕的。
It's the same. So Mary was afraid when angel appeared to her.
所以现在天使向这个牧羊人显现的时候，他们也会害怕。
So the shepherds were afraid also.
这天使就对这些牧羊人说：“不要怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”
But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
因为今天在大卫的城里，就是伯利恒，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, the Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
这些牧羊人不知道天使跟玛利亚所讲的话。
The shepherd have no idea what the angels spoke with Mary.
但是天使在这里来预告，告诉这些牧羊人现在已经发生的事情。
But the angel told shepherd what was happening at that time.
他告诉这些牧羊人说，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，这那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
所以当天使来告诉这些牧羊人的时候呢，接下来发生了一件大事。
So something major happened when angels spoke with the shepherd.
这里讲到忽然有一大队的天兵同那位天使一起在那里赞美神。
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying,
他们在那里唱诗，在那里歌颂，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
所以我们在这里思想，玛利亚跟天使见面的时候，就是天使跟玛利亚讲话而已。
So when Mary met angel, there's only two of them.
哇，这些牧羊人所遇到的不仅仅是天使跟他们讲话，接下来有一群的天使啊，像诗班一样在他们面前一起在那里赞美。
But right now there's a heavenly host celebrating together.
所以讲起来，这些牧羊人他们看见了很大的一个异象。
So there's a tremendous vision for the shepherd.
所以这些天使离开他们升天了以后呢，牧羊人彼此就说，那我们应当要往伯利恒去，要看看所成的事，就是主借着天使向我们指示的。
When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
所以我相信他们听完这天使所唱的诗歌啊，心里面非常的兴奋跟喜乐，所以他们急急忙忙的就找到了，看见了玛利亚和约瑟，而且又看见那个婴孩就卧在马槽里面。
So they were excited, so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
所以他们一看见了以后呢，就把天使告诉他们这个孩子的事情呢，就传开了。
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
因为天使告诉他们说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
So they said that Jesus Christ was born.
他是包着布放在马槽里面。
So he's wrapping the clothes in the manger.
所以他们从旷野跑进来的时候，告诉他们说，天使告诉我们这件事情，所以我们现在找到了。
So he spread the word that angel told them.
所以在约瑟和玛利亚周围的这些人听见的时候，就非常的讶异牧羊人对他们所说的话。
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
所以就是这件事情是一个很奇妙的，因为这些牧羊人不在旁边，却从远处而来。
Because they were not around, the shepherd came from afar.
我们来看玛利亚的反应。
So let's check on Mary's response.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
玛利亚遇见了这些不可思议的事情，她把它存在心里，反复思想。
So Mary treasured these incomprehensible things and pondered them in her heart.
我们做母亲的，你所遇到的事情有时候远远超过你自己的条件能够应付的时候呢，在这里我们看见玛利亚，她也一样遇到这样的状况。
So as a mom, you can look at Mary as an example.
接下来过了时间到的时候，约瑟和玛利亚就抱着耶稣呢，就进到了耶路撒冷的圣殿，要把头生的这位耶稣呢，要献给神。
So they're taking the newborn into the temple.Dedicate to the Lord.
在进入圣殿的时候呢，他们就遇到了一个先知，叫做西面。
They came upon a prophet, Simeon.
西面就给他们祝福。
Then Simeon blessed them.
然后接下来又对孩子的母亲玛利亚这样说：这个孩子被立起来，是要叫许多的以色列人跌倒，叫许多的以色列人也被兴起来。
Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, His mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel.
并且许多的人要对耶稣来做毁谤，越毁谤的时候呢，就叫许多的人借着在毁谤当中呢，毁谤耶稣当中，就把他自己的意念就显露出来了。
And to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
最后，这位先知对玛利亚说。你的心，你自己的心也要被刀刺透了。
And he said to Mary, and the sword will pierce your own soul too.
我们可以试着来了解这位玛利亚。
Let's try to understand Mary.
当天使单独向玛利亚显现的时候，讲的那些话其实听起来还是好的话，好听的话。
What angels told Mary was the good things.
等到那些旷野来的牧羊人来对他说的这些话，也是很好的话，很好听的话。
And what shepherd told Mary was also pleasant and good.
但是这里先知却对他说：“你的心，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”
But his prophet Simeon said, "The sword will pierce your own soul."
这是一个，你想想看，你的孩子刚生出来，好像要在庆祝这个满月的快乐的时间里面呢，这位先知却对他讲一个很不容易听下去的话。
Imagine celebrating the birth of your kids, and a prophet came and said this unacceptable thing to you, piercing your own soul.
对一个母亲来讲，这是一个很尖锐、很刺痛的话。
So it hurts.
这是一个像咒诅会让他伤心的话。
Just like a curse.
玛利亚存在心里反复思想。
So Mary pondered.
接下来我们再来看一段时间，耶稣已经十二岁了。
So after Jesus turned 12,
约瑟和玛利亚从拿撒勒他们的家乡呢，走了一天，到了耶路撒冷，要到那里去过节。
So they left.From Nazareth to Jerusalem to celebrate the festival.
他们走了这样的一天的路程，到了耶路撒冷，在那里过完了节。
So after one day journey, after celebrating the festival.
所以他们要开始要回到拿撒勒去。
Time to return to Nazareth.
所以他们又走了一天。
So they left for a day.
等到走了一天的路程，才发现说，哎，十二岁的耶稣不见了。
Then they discovered Jesus was missing.
所以只好在第二天呢，再起来，再走回一天，回到耶路撒冷去。
So they returned to Jerusalem.
到了耶路撒冷又天黑了。
So it was dark when they arrived.
所以到了第三天的早上，就进到圣殿，在那里找。
So that's the third day morning.
结果过了三天，遇见了他，耶稣在殿里，他坐在教室的中间，一边听一边问。
They found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
所以今天要是有做母亲的人，你出去外面散步啊，忘了把孩子带回来，这不要责怪他们。
So don't blame the mom forgot to bring their kids home after walking around.
你看约瑟和玛利亚也是走了一天都没有注意到他的孩子，还丢了啊。
So even Joseph and Mary didn't notice Jesus was missing the whole day.
当他们找到耶稣的时候，耶稣坐在老师的中间，一面在那听老师说，一面在那问老师。
So when they found Jesus, he was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
凡是听见耶稣所说的对话，都很稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
这时候他的母亲有反应了。
So now there's a response as a mom.
他的父母看见就很稀奇，他的母亲玛利亚就对耶稣说，我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？看啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
耶稣回答说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Why were you searching for me? He asked, Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
按照今天的这个解释很容易的。
So it's easy to explain now.
因为他十二岁了。
He turned 12.
他是青少年。
So he's a juvenile.
所以他会有反叛期。
Of course, they rebelled.
所以这些青少年呢，他会讲一些父母听不懂的话。
So sometimes the juvenile says something that the parents can understand.
他的这个年轻人会说，这个是现代的潮流。
So it's a current situation.
这是我们有代沟的问题。
It's a generation gap.
所以在圣经里面讲说，他所说的这话他们不明白。
But they did not understand what he was saying to them.
当然我们在这里知道，圣经告诉我，事实上他是站在神儿子的位置上来讲这个话。
Because he spoke as the son of man, son of God.
但是今天做母亲的人，你的孩子是不是我会跟你讲一些好像违反常情的话呢？
Sometimes your children may say something doesn't make sense to the mom.
你会觉得他好像是一个悖逆的态度对待你。
So they rebel against you.
所以母亲的心里面是有感觉的。
So mother feels for that.
接下来我们来看，耶稣就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。
Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them.
所以这是耶稣对的地方。
So Jesus did something right.
他说一些话他们不明白。
He said something they didn't understand.
甚至他们认为违反常理。
Even to, against the common sense.
但是这里我们来看玛利亚，她把这一切的事都存在心里。
But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
我们现在可以看出一幅图画来了。
So now we can see a picture.
这位玛利亚
as Mary.
她所遇见的事情，可能当中做母亲的人，你可能也遇到相类似的状况。
As a mother, you may encounter similar thing.
这位玛利亚有这么多的状况发生的时候，她的唯一的回应是什么呢？
So many things happened to Mary. What was her response?
存在心里，反复思想。
Treasure up all these things and ponder them in her heart.
当天使对她说话的时候，说一些她从来没有经历过的，让她非常害怕惊慌。
What angel Gabriel said to her frightened her.
是她从来没有想过的，但是她却没有失去理智。
She never thought about such thing, but she kept her sense.
她无法明白的，但是她顺服了。
It was incomprehensible, but she was obedient.
所以我们记得天使对她讲的第一句话的时候，她说：“蒙大恩的女子，主与你同在的。”
So the first thing Gabriel said, "God with you."
这位玛利亚遇到这么多的冲击的时候，她出发点是从哪里开始呢
？So how did she manage?
她所有的出发点就是这位主与我同在做出发点。
So she based God with you as her starting point.
因为如果这件事情是出于神的话，他虽然在惊慌害怕，他不至于乱了方寸。
If God was her, she shouldn't be panicking.
虽然他从来没有想过，但是他不需要，他不会失去理智。
Even though she didn't understand, but she kept her sense.
虽然他没有办法明白，但是他可以顺服。
Even though she couldn't understand, she obeyed.
因为他把这些所发生的事情，他就存在心里，他在那里思想，因为这是出于主的。
She treasured those things and pondered because God was with her.
因为他是做主的。
So he is in charge.
所以一定他会带领我的。
He will lead Mary.
这一个的态度对上帝产生了一个敬畏的心。
That's the right attitude toward God.
当牧羊人从旷野的地方跑来宣告这些事情的时候，
When shepherd came and announced what happened,
我们要稍微思想一下当时的牧羊人他们在社会上的地位。
You have to consider the social status of a shepherd at that time.
牧羊人事实上是在旷野的地方，好像不是在主流的社会里面。
So they were out in the field, so not in the mainstream society.
他们是一些社会比较软弱、比较没有条件的人。
They were considered downcast.
他们甚至夜间还要起来看守羊群，是一个很辛劳的工作。
It's a labor-intensive job.
这些人如果在社会上来讲的话，是被人瞧不起的。
So people may look down upon them.
没有可有可无的。
Because they're expendable.
但是这位玛利亚对这个社会上是看为可有可无的人，她却将他们所说的话存在心里，反复思想。
But Mary treasured what they said and pondered.
因为他们所说的事情是因为来自于主的。
Because what they said was from God.
因为是来自于主的话，他的眼睛就不再看社会上的方法来看这个人在社会的地位是怎么样。
So they look upon God, not look down upon the shepherd.
所以玛利亚是一个存着因为敬畏上帝，他的心是柔软的。
So she obeyed and she feared God.
所以他会对人，他也是用这样的态度是谦卑的。
So that's why she was humble.
当一个好像没有地位的人来对他说话，他也在那里细细的寻求，是不是有什么话神借着这样的人来对我说话。
Even lowly shepherd came to her. She was thinking maybe God spoke through them to me.
所以我们做母亲的人， 有时候神会借着 那些你认为不起眼的人来对你说话的。
So sometimes God may speak with you through some lowly people.
当西面来对他们说预言的时候，
When Simeon prophesied,
人都喜欢听舒服的话，
We like to hear good things.
不喜欢听那个刺耳的那些不愉快的话。
And we don't like to hear bad news.
西面却告诉他，这一个孩子刚刚满月快乐的时间里面，却跟他讲说，你自己的心要被刀刺透了。
And Simeon said, "Your soul will be pierced."
我们做母亲的人，你在带领你的家庭的时候，你只愿意听好听的话吗
？So as a mother, of course, you prefer to hear the good news.
但是因为他这个话是来自于主的原因，所以他听下去了。
Because Simeon.Spoke for God, so Mary took it.
这种话是像咒诅一样的话。
Even though it sounds like curse,
但是他的心是因为是从主而来的，所以他听进去了。
But Mary took it because it was from God.
如果他听不进去的话，我们要知道，当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他一定整个崩溃了。
So if it's not the situation, she will definitely collapse when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
因为耶稣满月的时候，他就得到这样的信息了。
Now she remembered the message from Simeon.
弟兄姐妹，特别是母亲们，如果你细心的留意神对你说的话，你可能要面对一个非常巨大无法承受、无法面对的难处的之前，神会借着一些卑微的人对你来说话的。
So God may speak to you when before you face something significant through some lowly people in your life.
我们在听人讲话的时候，不要只听，看按照那个人的地位、那个人在社会上的价值来听话。
Pay attention to everyone, not just the highly quote unquote high society people.
这个人可能就是神使用他敬畏上帝的人，他对你所说的话。
God may use anyone fear God.To speak to you.
如果这个话没有进到他的心里面反复思想的时候，耶稣的母亲可能会在这往后的日子里面跌倒了，失败了。
If Mary didn't treasure up and ponder, she may stumble in her latter part of her life.
所以有时候我们要把自己放下来，能够听得见那些我们不喜欢听的话。
Sometimes we need to humble to listen to the thing we don't like.
最后耶稣也对他说了一些话。
So even Jesus spoke to Mary.
好不容易把你养到十二岁了。
So they raised him to be 12 years old.
他却对他说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
So I should stay in Father's house.
事实上耶稣的母亲玛利亚对他说，我和你的父亲伤心的来找你。
So Joseph and I were worried about you.
这两件事情差距太大了。
So there's a discrepancy between the two things.
如果按我们中国人的话，很快就说这个是一个不孝顺的孩子。
So you're a disobedient son.
所以做母亲的人，你们今天也会遇到一些所谓叫违反你自己的常情的常理的事情。
Sometimes you may encounter something against your reasoning.
你要相信这是来自于主的话，你就能够站立得住。
But you can stand if it's from God.
你可以把他孩子对你所说的话放在心里反复思想。
So you should ponder what your kid told you and treasured.
所以我们在玛利亚的身上，我们看见她没有很非常聪明的智慧。
So Mary may not be intelligent.
但是她有一个很简单的出发点。
But she had a simple heart.
她所有事情的起点都是从上帝做出发点。
She based everything on God told her.
所发生的事情他都想到上帝是做我的起点的。
So she thought everything based on what God told her.
所以他遇见这样的事情，他 一心就是用向着主的心来面对，来处理他所遇到的事情。
So she's always after what God said.
即使是惊慌害怕，
Even though she panicked.
即使从来没有办法，没有想过，
Even though it was incomprehensible.
没有办法明白，
She couldn't understand.
甚至是不想听的话，
Even though something she did not want to hear,
违反常理的话，
against common sense,
她都把它放在心里反复思想。
She treasured out all those things and pondered them.
放在心里反复思想的意思是，她在对上帝在哪里询问。
So that means she asked God.
主啊，为什么是这样
？Why so, God?
主啊，你带领我。
Lead me, God.
你引导我。
Show me the direction.
你安慰我。
Comfort me.
所以我们可以虽然不明白，但是我们来到神的面前，我们可以得着智慧。
Even though we don't understand, when we come to God's presence, we can gain wisdom.
在主的面前存在心里反复思想。
Treasure up all these things and ponder them in her heart.
神会指示的。
God will guide you.
虽然我们有时候会惊慌，会失措。
Even though we panic sometimes.
但是因为一切从主开始的话，主的平安会充满在我们的心。
But God's peace will always fill your heart.
你会经历到在惊慌当中，主是与我同在的。
Even though you're panic, you can sense His presence.
虽然有时候面对这些事情会让我软弱无力。
Sometimes you feel weak and helpless.
但是你从上帝做出发点的话，上帝会赐给你勇气和能力。
But God will give you courage and power.
你常常在他的面前反复思想的话，上帝他自己的爱会充满在你的心。
If you ponder in front of God, His love will fill your heart.
从你里面流露出来的不再是单单是母亲那个血肉的爱而已。
So overflowing, not just a fleshly love.
那母亲的爱的里面是被神的爱所充满的爱是不一样的。
So the love filled from God is different than fleshly love.
这个会祝福你的孩子。
It will bless your kids.
让你的孩子也能够祝福许许多多的人。
And your kid can bless others.
所以最末了的时候，圣经对玛利亚的评价是蒙大恩的女子。
That's why Mary are highly favored.
是上帝要大恩典赐给她的。
So God gave many blessings to her.
她也被宣称成你在妇女中是有福的。
Mary is blessed among women.
今天我也要对我们当中的母亲这样说。
So I have to say all the mother in the presence.
从你的起点，你从上帝做出发。
So start from God.
无论你遇到什么样的事情，你把它存在心里，反复思想。
No matter what you encounter, treasure them up and ponder.
上帝一定会负起责任来引导你的。
God will lead you, guide you.
叫你不致孤单。
You will never be alone.
你要被称为你是蒙大恩的女子。
So you'll be blessed.
你的子女将来要在人的面前做这样的见证。
And favored, and your children will be your witness.
你在妇女中是有福的。
So you're blessed among women.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，愿你赐福在座的每一位母亲。
Dear Heavenly Father, bless all the mothers in presence.
让他们起头就寻求你。
Let them always look after you.
常常将所发生的事情存在心里反复思想。
Treasure up things and ponder.
常常在你的面前寻求你的引导。
And look for your guidance.
愿你赐给他们智慧。
Give them wisdom.
给他们引导。
Give them guidance.
给他们你的爱。
Give them your love.
让他们在众人的面前为你做美好的见证。
Let them be your wonderful witness.
愿主你赐福，让他们的身心灵都得到你亲自的引导。
Guide them.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.